T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I told you that the Jameis Winston thing, even though now there's Bill Cowher who is pounding the table for Jameis Winston to the Steelers, the Hall of Fame Steelers coach, the Super Bowl winning coach, in the annals of Steelers coaching history, second to only Chuck Knoll, coming out and vouching for Winston and saying it's a great fit here in Pittsburgh. It's not being met by everyone with smiles and nods of approval. Chris,
genius is not recognized in its own time. In I forget fact, who said that it, quote, but you're the one, you know, having to deal
Aristotle.
With it.
Aristotle. In fact, it's getting ripped to shreds by Dunlap and Mac.
Hmm.
And they took about 2 hours out of today's show to talk about it. Would you like to hear some of the greatest hits that Craig Riley was able to comb through and find from their attack on me today?
Do I want to hear my good friend Andrew Filippone attacked? Not only that, but from within the building, the call is coming from inside the house. Not really, but I think in the name of defending you, in the name of journalistic integrity, in the name of hearing both sides,
fair and balanced,
I think I need to. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So Jameis Winston, for me, he's right now double checking the spelling on Filippone. So he could get it right on the restraining order, I think.
Now, how about that right off the bat?
I don't know. I don't like that. That seems... He's making a joke at your
I've
expense.
Only posted two pictures of Jameis Winston without his shirt on in the last month or so. That's it?
Now, how many other athletes have you posted pictures of without their shirts on?
I wouldn't do that to Roethlisberger.
Breakfast time. Thanks, guys.
I'm thinking if I've posted any, because now Zeiss evidently is an athlete because he plays competitive poker. I don't think I have any pictures of Zeiss without his shirt on. He's now fighting that battle online where he claims that poker is a sport because it taxes your body.
Can I advise anybody? If you sit at the table for 28 straight hours, Paul, can I advise anybody that thinks about getting into a Twitter back and forth with Zeiss? Just follow this one little piece of advice. Don't. Paul will argue you. Listen, I could imagine Paul having an argument.
He's relentless.
On Twitter that started. Yes. Whenever he joined Twitter, it was probably like 10 years ago. It wouldn't have surprised me to find out that he had an argument going with somebody that lasted 10 years. And Paul will just keep tweeting.
The 10-year war.
It just doesn't stop. Yes.
Okay. So Dunlap starts by saying Winston.
Why would Jameis, if anything,
he'd want to hire me. He wouldn't want to keep me
like
away. He'd want to,
agent.
He'd want to bring me into the inner
circle. Sure.
Tony's out of his mind with this.
No, I'm not. Continue.
So this happened overnight. This guy, he's out of it, right? He tweets.
Okay, what do you do now?
Unless Tua falls to the Steelers, taking a quarterback in the second round is insanity.
Correct.
Now let me stop for a moment. This after Pony took a week to tell us all about Jalen Hurts. Right?
No, I didn't. That's not even correct.
Patently false.
Get your facts
you and I
right.
Both hated that.
Oh my God!
You and
I
hated that idea.
I've
we
crushed
the
Steelers for
idea.
It.
Yes, I agree. You and I have very steadfastly ripped the idea that they would ever take Jalen Hurts. We've had guests come on to undercut Jalen Hurts.
Come on.
Irresponsible reporting. I hate using this term, but that sounds like fake news being ginned up right there.
Like he was banging that drum.
Nope,
but I guess
never
he's
was.
Back.
Never
no,
purchased
he wasn't.
That drum.
And Andrew, I can't figure out. I don't think it's a hot take anymore because he's been so hard on it. I think he honestly feels this. This isn't just to get people talking. And if it is, more power to him because he's accomplished that. But I honestly think when Andrew puts out
what
there,
a backhand
like,
compliment.
Hey, Nick Wright's on my side on
he
this.
He is.
Here's another guy on my team on this.
Bill Cowher.
He tweets out like national
Boomer
media
Esiason.
Guys or people in other markets who are on his side with this. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish. He has his brain
Hold
so
on, stop.
Warped.
I'm trying to make the Steelers a better team. I'm trying to make the Steelers a better team the same way. Just because.
Here, which one of those two? Is it Mac that's a huge Rudolph believer or both of them?
Oh, well, we'll get to that in a second because we still have to get to Chris's side of the story. Look,
okay.
One of the things that bothers me about like some of the discussions that get had about potential moves is when people try to present the team saying it won't happen as a non-starter.
As gospel truth?
For example, when we talked about Dallas Keuchel to the Pirates last year, the odds of it happening were not good, but it still made sense for them. It was still a move they could make and absolutely should have made. And this is the same thing. And this idea, well, the Steelers are fine with their quarterback room, so shut up. What they're smarter than you. Yes, they are. They have 6 Super Bowls. I have 0. But they're also not perfect. They thought Dante Moncrief was going to be a good wide receiver. They drafted Artie Burns in the first round. They make mistakes. And we saw their mistakes at quarterback behind Big Ben cost them a playoff spot last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a former franchise quarterback who would easily be one of the best backups in the NFL, still available.
Probably the best backup in the NFL, let's be honest. I mean, he's one of the 32 best starters in the league, as insanely erratic as his season was last year. But if you're one of the 32 best starters, and probably like more like one of the 25 best, that automatically makes you the best backup in the league if you're relegated to that status.
With this Jameis Winston sort of stuff, that the guy's borderline lost his mind with it.
I don't think Jameis is any better as a backup quarterback than Mason Rudolph.
Stop. Come on, Chris. Chris, I like you. Share the same name. Come on, don't say that. Don't embarrass yourself. Mason Rudolph sucks out loud. Jameis threw 30 interceptions, but he also threw 33 touchdowns. You give Mason Rudolph 3 years, I don't think he gets the 33 touchdowns.
Chris, can I give you a homework assignment, a very small one?
Yes. I'm
can you give me
right
the complete
now.
List of quarterbacks who've thrown for 5,000 yards in a season? Because I'm guessing
it right
it's a list of guys who either are future Hall of Famers, current Hall of Famers, guys who whose career, like
single
Andrew
season,
Luck.
5,000 yards.
Yes, that's what Jameis Winston did last year.
Here we go, my friend. All right. Here we go. We're going to do this right now. All I need you to do, my friend,
how about I read FanWeather while you're doing that, Chris? FanWeather, brought to you by Sun Chevy. Sun Service Department is open for all your automotive needs with pickup and drop-off available. Go to sunchevy.com for details. High of 60 tonight and a low of 43.
All right, here we go. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I am going to read to you the entire comprehensive list going back to 1920, just in case, of players to throw for 5,000 yards in a season. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning. Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Dan Marino.
Okay.
Drew Brees, 5 separate times.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
He threw 41 touchdowns the year he did that, by the way.
Number one overall
Tom
pick.
Tom Brady. Yep. Okay. Oh, yeah. Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis Winston.
There you go.
That's it. That's the list.
But according to Mac,
Mason Rudolph, better, or at least no worse than, as a backup. Would you like me to read Mason Rudolph's stats last year?
No, we don't have time, and I don't want my ears to start bleeding. Ryan Burr, Golf Channel, also diehard Steelers fan. I haven't talked to
Mason Rudolph, by the way, hold on, I have to say it now.
Please, Chris.
Mason Rudolph played 10 games, started 8 of them. Mason Rudolph, you know, the big success story, still had a lower passer rating for the season than Jameis Winston, who I will remind you threw 30 interceptions.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.